it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen, the 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, last night's games are over as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win a thrilling game, which we'll get into during the whip. And the Chargers kind of handled the Raiders with relative ease. So week two's over. That's what all of that means. Now it's on to week three, which starts on Thursday night. Ravens back at it on Monday against Detroit Lions. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. So without further ado, let's get into this week's Dirty Dozen.
All right, review of week two. 1 Philly, 2 Buffalo, 3 Baltimore, 4 Green Bay, 5 the Chargers, 6 Washington, 7 Kansas City, 8 Denver, 9 the Rams, 10 Detroit, 11 Cincy, 12 Tampa. All right, coming in at number 12, 1-1, the Atlanta Falcons. They won at Minnesota 22-6. They are at Carolina. Now, Bijan, 143 yards rushing. He's good.
Incredible player.
Yeah.
Highly drafted running back, which is rare nowadays, Vinny, and he's living up to that hype.
Sure. Yeah, Bob, I mean, he's fun to watch. And their defense against Minnesota, all right, rookie quarterback and backup two tackles, you know, for Minnesota.
And they Kundiff Koo brought Romo in, who was 5 for 5.
Yeah. So Atlanta's got a chance. Atlanta's going to be interesting, you know, and they're at Carolina this week, so good chance to go 2-1. 2-0, coming in at number 11, 2-0 San Fran. They won at New Orleans, 26-21. They host Arizona, and Mac Jones threw for 279.
And 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know what's funny is the Niners were considering him with when they traded up to the first pick. It was Mac Jones or Trey Lance, and they took Lance. And now they got Jones, you know, so, and they paid Purdy. So Mac Jones is somebody they've liked, and he had a good game for them. Coming in at 10, 2-0 Tampa. They won at Houston last night, 2019. They're hosting the Jets. Now, Baker, he threw for 215. Irving rushed for 71. I was impressed with him. And Baker's just a winner, man. That dude just knows how to win games. Fourth quarter, last drive of the game, takes him down 4-10, makes the first down, takes him down the field to score.
Ohio State receiver 3 touchdowns in his first 2 games.
Yeah, much better than Marvin Harrison Jr., who was supposed to be the dude. Coming in at 9, 1-1 Denver. They lost at Indy 29-28, and they have a big game at the Chargers. That one's going to be for lead in the division. Coming in at 8, 1-1 Detroit. They beat Chicago 52-21. They're at Baltimore. Goff threw for 334. Gibbs rushed for 94. Mont St. Brown had 3 touchdowns. Kind of did whatever they wanted offensively. They scored 52 points, you know. And what's their defense going to be? That's going to be the key for them. Coming in at 7, L.A. Rams, 2-0. They won at Tennessee, 33-19. At Philly. Stafford threw for 298. And Devontae Adams, 106.
Yeah, they pulled away late. Yep, that was a close game, and the Rams kind of took advantage of them. Rematch of the playoff game from last year. Which was,
the Rams should have won.
That was a very entertaining ball game, for sure, against Philly. You
know? Coming in at 6, Indy, 2-0. Beat Denver.
What was that?
Indy, 29-28 at Tennessee.
Nah.
Yeah. Daniel Jones, 316 passing yards again. He's number two in the league, Bob, in passing yards. How about that?
And Jonathan Taylor's doing Jonathan Taylor
had 165 yards.
But Denver gave him the silver platter. I mean, it was a high score. It was a shootout game for sure.
Yep.
But Denver screwed up the leverage play on that field goal. Game.
Yes, they did. But Indy, congratulations to them. At five, L.A. Chargers, 2-0. They dominated Vegas last night, 20-9. They're hosting Denver. Herbert threw for 242. Quentin Johnson, 71 yards. You know what's funny, Bob, is I can't believe these last two games that G-Rose the coordinator.
Yeah. Well, Quentin Johnston's three touchdowns in two games, and Keenan Allen's playing like it's 2015, not 2025.
Yeah. Must be something in the water. Kind of like Hopkins, too.
They did lose Khalil Mack, it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, his elbow was... Yeah, that wasn't pretty. But, I mean, back to G-Row. And Harbaugh. The team that want to run the ball, they're throwing the heck out of the ball.
Yeah, they're not really running it with great effectiveness right now.
No, they're not. Coming in at 4, 2-0 Green Bay. Beat Washington 27-18. They're at Cleveland. That's going to be interesting. You know, Cleveland's defense... You know, Cleveland's offense is going to struggle against Green Bay's defense. But Love threw for 292 when they beat Washington, and Jacobs rushed for 84. Green Bay's good right now. I mean, their defense is playing extremely well. They play two home games, so yep. We'll see. Man, they got to go on a road.
Tight ends balling out big time right now.
Coming in at 3, the Ravens, 1-1, beat Cleveland 41-17, playing Detroit. Coming in at 2-0 Buffalo. They spanked the Jets 30-10. They host Miami Thursday. I think, Bob, if they blow out Miami at home.
McDaniel's out?
Yes. Because then they don't play till the following Monday night. So they got 11 days.
And the team will probably check out. They've already had a team meeting after week one. They competed.
They did.
Against New England at home, but still found a way to lose.
Yeah. You know, and... Josh Allen. Bob, Josh Allen threw for a pedestrian 148.
Right.
And Cook had 132, and they still scored 30 points. Now, coming in number one, Philly, 2-0. They beat Kansas City at Kansas City 2017. They're hosting the Rams. And Barkley had 88 yards rushing. I mean, he hadn't been killing it the first two games. So, and Philly, they played okay. They haven't played spectacular yet. So, 1 Philly, 2 Buffalo, 3 Baltimore, 4 Green Bay, 5 Chargers, 6 Indy, 7 Rams, 8 Detroit, 9 Denver, 10 Tampa, 11 San Fran, 12 Atlanta.
That's your Dirty Does It heading into week 3. We'll have the Feeble 5 coming up in the 1 o'clock hour when we come back on this Turning Up Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, talking about the Ravens' injuries. Look ahead to Detroit coming up on Monday night. Whip around 11:15. Talk more about those games last night in the NFL. And then notes from the North. We're going to Cincy, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland coming up at 11:30.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.